Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 346 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 9th is write down something you believe in, but it terrifies you to speak up about it because you know people will ridicule you if you do. Imagine how Martin Luther King Jr., Eleanor Roosevelt, or another famous leader with character would act in your situation. Reflect on the qualities of those leaders and how you can reveal those same qualities in yourself. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. Author Brené Brown speaks directly to you and to me when she says in her book, Braving the Wilderness, quote, "Stop walking through the world looking for confirmation that you don't belong. You will always find it because you've made that your mission. The truth about who we are lives in our hearts," end quote. Brown gives us three things that we need in order to be able to live by our principles. She says we need a strong back, a soft front, and a wild heart. We have a strong back when we know the principles and values of our integrity, like Katharine Graham, who we discussed in yesterday's episode. We have a solid foundation that provides a strong back to keep us from being pushed over by the forces of the world around us. If we don't stand for something, we will fall for anything. We have a soft front when we are vulnerable enough to show up and be seen, even when we can't control the outcome. Rather than an armored front that protects us from being seen, a soft front opens us up to the possibility of being criticized or ridiculed. We can have a strong back and know our integrity, but if we don't have a soft front, then we risk not standing up when we need to. And this may lead to us choosing actions or inaction so that we will fit in and go along with the crowd. Brené Brown says that once we have experienced a situation where we lived with a strong back and a soft front, then our hearts have been marked with the wild. This doesn't mean the rest of our journey is going to be paved with ease and comfort, but it does mean that we are aware of the wild in our heart, and we must choose to continue to live by those principles. Because if we don't, we are now painfully aware of the betrayal of our heart and how we are not living as the best version of ourselves when we don't have a strong back and a soft front. Brown also says that living with a wild heart requires us to live in the paradox of love. We need to be both tough and tender, excited and scared, brave and afraid, fierce and kind. Now, today's challenge asks us to imagine what a famous leader we respect would do in the situation we are facing. Keep in mind, when we use this technique, we are not saying we need to be like Martin Luther King or Eleanor Roosevelt. We are saying we need to acknowledge that they had a strong back, a soft front, and a wild heart to live by their principles. And if they can do it, then so can we. The world does not need another MLK or Eleanor. The world needs you and I to live as the very best version of ourselves. Because there is a unique greatness within each one of us, and we can put that greatness to use when we live by principles. So how about you? Can you write down something you believe in, but it terrifies you to speak up about because you know people will ridicule you if you do? Can you imagine how Martin Luther King Jr., Eleanor Roosevelt, or another famous leader with character would act in your situation? Can you reflect on the qualities of those leaders and how you can reveal those same qualities in yourself? No matter which great leader who made an impact on the world we look at, More than likely, we will see a person with a strong back of knowing their integrity, a soft front of being vulnerable enough to be seen for who they are, and a wild heart full of courage to live by their principles.
And when you and I use these tools, we will most definitely increase our impact on our students and athletes as we grow by 1% and give those young people a better version of ourselves every day.